episode 268, Love Transforms.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Hey, all my beautiful ladies. Happy, happy day. It is a gorgeous day. Are you ready to have a day full of love and splendor? Well, today we're just going to talk about love. We're not even going to domestic beauties. We're not going to do any of that because love transforms. There's something about love. Love has been a topic a lot lately for us. Why, you may ask? You're like, what is it? Well, when you think about it, love is foundational. It's a fundamental need in human nature. It's what we gravitate towards. A lot of what we do, our actions that we take, our responses that we give, the things that we say, how we live our life is lived either towards or trying to fulfill that need of love. Love is so important. And when you think about it, I actually tried to go in the online and look it up as the definition. And it's amazing the different definitions that it gives. Because it talks about the affection, caring for, being deeply rooted, a romantic connection, et cetera, et cetera. So we know all of this, but love is not just an emotion. Love is a verb. It's an action. And that's what we're talking about today, because love, the action verb, transforms. It can take life from just kind of doing the, just kind of like being the blob. Just kind of bleh. You know that slime? You get it and it kind of comes in this kind of ball-like, you know, container. I don't know. Maybe it's an egg. I don't know. It's not really round, but anyway. So it's contained in there. And so you get it out and it's kind of this weird jelly stuff. And you set it down on the counter. And right there, it looks fine. It still kind of has its shape. But over time, what happens is it just begins to spread out and melt. And pretty soon, it becomes what? More flat-lined. It kind of blends in with everything. Well, a lot of times in life, when we are missing that huge factor, that basic fundamental need of love, we become that blob. A thing that just blends in with everything. You can't tell. If you were to put that slime blob on like grass, eventually, over a little bit of time, you wouldn't even notice it was there. And when it's not there, then it's walked upon. A lot of people in life feel like that. They feel like just kind of a blob of slime. As moms, it's real easy to get to there. And maybe you're not completely there, but you have these factors. And when you start to begin to soak in, okay, like the one that's part of the ground and then things are walking all over you, that leads to horrible things like depression and other things, that, you know, and we take different actions to get us out of that feeling, thinking that it'll gather us back up and we'll be all whole again, but then we just kind of melt back down. Love transforms. The action of love transforms. It is a fundamental need. In a variety of surveys, it's been found that people rate how having healthy relationships is one of their top goals, along with leading a happy and fulfilling life. Now, some of you may say, okay, well, how do you define happy and fulfilling? Well, that's a really good question. That's one for another episode. Why? Because we could go really deep in the word happy and happiness and its meaning. Because if you think about it, I look up definitions a lot of times. Why? Because we take a word and what we think and how we see and what we define it as is based on what? Our own perspective. It may be within our quote-unquote own slang of living. Okay, we create it. So when we hear the word love, some people's word of love is actually of some danger because maybe they grew up in an abusive home. In other places, some people feel like love is smothering. Like, okay, I appreciate your love, but this is just a little too much. Like you're kissing me every single time you see me. Sometimes that affection happens, what, as children grow older and they're trying to kind of begin to become their own and they begin to want to push away. Love takes on a slang definition based on our experiences and our, you know, our perspective and how we see it. So what is love to you? How does love transform you? If it truly is having those healthy relationships, and having healthy relationships, that means love is in there, okay? That is something that's within these surveys, that's what's underlining. So if that is one of the top goals, then how can love transform for you? Having the desire to love others is hardwired and enhances our happiness levels. Now, when I say that, listen to what I said. Having the desire to love others, not being loved. We need to love others as much as we need to feel the love and be loved. Whoa. Hence, love transforms. It's an actionable word. We look at love sometimes as just an emotion, but it's not. And when we get stuck in that, love doesn't transform then. But when we look at the word love as an action verb, a way that we can do something for others, or then in return have something done for us, it becomes an action verb. The perception is you need to be loved, right? That's what we all think. We all want to feel loved. We want to be loved. But more importantly, it's for you to give love in order to receive it. There's something about giving love. Well, how do you give love? You don't like pull out your heart and give your heart away, right? It's an action word. I want you to really begin to kind of think about that. Love as an action verb. Love transforms. As you go about your day and you're, you know, kind of digesting all of this and you begin to think about now love as an action, I want you to think how you can love on others, okay? What can you say to a friend to love them? Now think about that, okay? It seems like a very easy statement, right? What can you say to a friend? What can you say to a friend and show them love? How can you do that? What action can you take at home to give or show love to your sweetheart? Remember, this is an actionable step. Love is action. What can you do? What can you do or say to your child to have them feel your enduring love? Love transforms. This is all about simplicity, living a life of simplicity. We like to complicate things. One thing God is God is love. How do we know God is love? He showed it to us. He took an actionable step by what? He sent his only son here to earth to die on the cross for you. Love. God is love. Love transforms. Love is action. That's your challenge today. Your challenge is to look at that word and how you define it within your life, within the world around you, because you know you. You know what you want to feel love. Now you need to look at those saying, okay, wait, but it's not just about me. Because my action is that I need to give love. And I will be then able to receive love even more. God showed us this. And that's what I want you to do. You need to take on love as an action verb, just as God did. God is love. You are love. How can you transform that today and put it into practice and say, you know what? I can do this. I can show love by. Maybe it's cleaning the house. Maybe it's sending a text. Maybe it's leaving a sweet note. What I don't want you to do is say, man, I would sure love to show love, but I got to achieve more. I got to be making more money. I just can't do that. Love is an action verb. Love does not require money or achievement or success in order to move forward. What it does require is you serving, giving, and loving from the heart with actionable steps. So how do you make love actionable? Today, though, you're going to do it because you're going to be intentionally loving by the words, by maybe your hand gestures, the smile on your face. When you look up away and you're walking down the street and you say hi to a stranger and look them in the eyes and smile, that shows love. When you take time to respond to a posting on Facebook, that shows love. It's an actionable step. Actually, though, writing the words on Facebook, by the way, not just clicking the like button, okay? Because that like could be anything, all right? It's actionable. It doesn't take money. It doesn't take more achievement, and it doesn't take more success in order to have love transform. You can be a part of the action word, and when you become a part of it and you begin to give it, love transforms. Not only the one that you're giving it to, but the one who's giving it, and that's you. And that's awesome sauce. Because when you learn how to give love, you are allowing yourself to be more vulnerable. You're opening yourself up and you're saying, okay, I can do this. And you can then receive love. A lot of the times, moms, we hide behind giving our love and we shut ourselves down thinking this is what we just are. It's just expected of us. You know, we have to have a certain party in order for them to know that they're loved. Maybe they really don't want that. Maybe they want something else. Don't think about what is expected of you. Begin to release those whole boundaries and brick walls that you have set up to protect yourself and become more vulnerable. And allow love to transform. Give it at a different level. Make it actionable. And take today and make it happen. One step at a time, one action, and love transforms. Everybody wants transformation. Everybody, none of us really like change, but we like to feel good about ourselves. We want to know that, yes, this was awesome. At the same time, so do the other ones on the receiving end. Love transforms. So go out today and impact the world, because you could do it. I know you can, because you're an impactor. Right? You are an impactor. I'm pressing ahead, creating transformation. Love transforms. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.